this Thursday, August 28th, is the 40th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Every day this week, we're going to meet people who help with the preparation and the execution of the march. On Thursday itself, we'll spend an hour with people who attended the march on the Mall that day in 1963. Joining us now from Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, is Nicholas Katzenbach. He was Assistant United States Attorney General during the Kennedy administration. His office worked closely with Attorney General Robert Kennedy, of course, as well as with the organizers of the March on Washington. And Nicholas Katzenbach, it's good of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
It's a pleasure.
I understand that your office was concerned that white Americans show up for the march as well as African Americans. Why is that?
Well, we had important legislation on civil rights, which had been put in by President Kennedy, and we thought it was extremely important that the Congress not feel pressured simply to act on behalf of blacks, and so that it was important to us to show that the demonstration, the march, was really representing not just blacks, but Americans from many places and many colors.
Did you worry that the march could hinder the passage of what eventually became the Civil Rights Act?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, there was an awful lot of racial prejudice, and the Congress of the United States was not free from it. And I think that the feeling there that we had was that if they felt pressured by blacks, we were not going to get sufficient votes. It had to be bipartisan, and that meant we had to have a lot of conservatives who were willing to vote for a very strong Civil Rights Act.
Did you get a chance to look at the speeches that were going to be delivered that day before they were delivered?
I did not personally. We had a pretty good idea what they were because some of the people who were speaking had gone over all of the speeches.
Was there any specific language that you were worried about?
I think we were worried that there not be inflammatory language, strong language against whites, that kind of thing. I don't think there was a great deal of risk that that was going to happen, but we certainly didn't want it to.
Washington, D.C., of course, is a federal district, and more than even now. There were a lot of logistical issues, first aid, security. Was your office concerned with those?
Well, the whole department was concerned with those. We were concerned with the organization of the march, that we worked hard with the District of Columbia Police to make sure that things would move smoothly, that it would be a welcoming atmosphere, not a hostile atmosphere, that we would have places for the buses, for the people, that there would be restrooms available, portable johns available for them, that kind of thing, which the number of people grew very, very substantially, very fast, and I think it could have been a disaster if you hadn't had some of the power of the federal government working hard to make sure that it was not.
We forget 250,000 people, still a very big march, though there have been many larger since. I wonder, where were you on the day that it happened? What were you doing?
I was in the department, and I was probably watching television, if I remember correctly.
Do you remember any particular event, any particular speech?
I remember
speech?
Watching the speeches and that, and I remember seeing the crowds there. And it was very moving because you saw so many blacks arm-in-arm with whites. I remember particularly some of the Catholic nuns in full habit marching with blacks. It was very moving.
In the end, the march and subsequent history, of course, played a part, but the Civil Rights Act did get passed.
Yes, the Civil Act that did pass, that's right.
So the success of the march in that day, really a turning point in history.
I think it's hard to know. I think it could have been a disaster if anything had gone wrong. And I think the march probably did play a role, but it would be hard to find anybody in Congress who would say that the march had played a role in his or her vote.
Nicholas Katzenbach, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Nicholas Katzenbach is a former United States Attorney General. He served in the Kennedy administration, which was at the time of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. He was good enough to take a break from his vacation in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. On Thursday, we'll spend an hour with people who were at the march, and we're collecting your memories of the march for our website. If you were there, send us an email. Our address is totn@npr.org. Please put March Memories in the subject line. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.